Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of the Brzezinski Group. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. I am Jen Rizak, and we're going to start things off a little bit differently today. Brett, I hope you're not too nervous about being put in the hot seat for a little Social Security trivia to start us off today.
So, okay, Social Security trivia. Oh, man, I did not study for this, so I am a little nervous.
You'll do great. All right, I've got a few questions here, and we're just going to dive right in here. Retirement trivia, the topic this week, of course, is Social Security. Take your time on these answers, Brett. They're going to be multiple choice, so I'll talk you through the options here.
Okay.
Number one, how much of someone's annual earnings will Social Security replace on average? Would it be A, 25%, B, 30%, C, 35%, or D, 100%? Boy, that'd be nice.
It sure would. My guess would be 25%, a quarter of their income.
Yeah, pretty darn close, 30%. But for lower wage earners, it replaces about 45% of the average wage. But the point here is, Brett, you knew right off the bat it wasn't going to be 100%.
No.
Yeah.
And especially with, you know, so many of the retirees that we work with here at the Brzezinski Group, all these families across Metro Detroit and across Michigan, you know, the high majority of them find that they definitely need income in addition to their Social Security benefits. I mean, it helps, but, and I don't need to tell our listeners, everything these days is more expensive. And so finding other sources of income to complement Social Security is quite common for most retirees in our community here, at least those that I have the privilege of working with.
Yeah. And you know, the whole point of asking you some of these trivia questions, Brett, is I think it just helps give us a better understanding of the whole story here when it comes to things like Social Security. This one is really interesting to me. Women make up what percentage of Social Security survivor beneficiaries? So not straight up beneficiaries, but survivor beneficiaries. Would it be A, 50%, B, 60%, C, 75%, or D, 95%?
Well, I've got a pretty good guess on this one. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because, you know, statistically speaking, right, women outlive men. And so if that's the case, the high majority of the time, then I would expect that those that collect survivor Social Security benefits, meaning they're collecting them from somebody that, you know, they were likely married to who's deceased, I'm going to say it's the biggest one. I'll go with 95%. I think that's pretty accurate.
All right. Final answer?
Final answer.
You got it.
Okay.
That's
all right.
But tell me what that tells you when you think about the fact that that percentage, 95% of Social Security survivor beneficiaries are women. My goodness, that's pretty lopsided.
Well, I'll actually take it a step further. And so what it tells me is, you know, so we do some educational classes in the community, and we've done some in the past that were women-only events, and we call them Smart Women, Smart Retirement. And the reason we would host these events is because we found that in general terms, females were oftentimes really, I think, underserved in the retirement planning or investment planning community. And we wanted to create an environment where, you know, women of all walks of life could come and have a comfortable environment to learn and ask questions and so on and so forth. But what we talked about in that class so many times is the high majority of women will die single. And what I mean by that is die single is either they never married in the first place or they outlived their spouse, meaning at some point, females are going to need to feel confident about making their own financial and retirement planning decisions, because at some point, statistically speaking, it's just going to be them to do so. And trust me, I've met countless women who are very capable of doing that. It's more so the generalities of, you know, a lot of spouses or married couples, you know, maybe sometimes the husband or the male might go about handling a lot of that stuff. Not always by any means, but it statistically speaks to the importance of all parties involved, male and female, husbands and wives, needing to know how to take care of themselves from a financial planning standpoint in retirement because of the probability that you're going to be statistically on your own at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Such a good point to make. I've got one more trivia question here, okay. Brett, before we want to go to our first break here. At what age will your Social Security payment max out? So maxed out, is it A, 67, B, 70, C, 72, or D, trick question because it's different for everyone?
I do know this one, and I'm pretty confident in this one because of all of the Social Security planning or maximization planning we do for our clients. It's definitely age 70. When you reach age 70, your Social Security benefits have maxed out in terms of the deferral growth. Now, they might still go up because of cost of living adjustments due to inflation, but that's when everybody's benefit goes up. But your benefits will not continue to accrue or grow past the age of 70.
Right. That is exactly right. And let's give you the bell. Don't want you to not get credit for getting that right.
Thank you. Two out of three is not bad. I'll take that.
That's pretty darn good. But again, this is, let's talk a little bit about why it's important to understand this as far as your full retirement age versus when those benefits stop growing. All of that really needs to be factored in, Brett, when you're talking to people about their retirement income plan.
Well, it has to be because Social Security, even if it's not enough to cover all of your expenses in retirement, statistically speaking, it's going to play a very meaningful role in doing so for you and your family. And what I have found is that it's really, really easy to file for Social Security at the wrong time. You see, everybody out there has their own unique strategy that should be considered as to how, when to take your Social Security benefits, because doing it wrong or taking it earlier than you should have or delaying it longer than you should have, that's when really big financial mistakes occur. And so it's important to me and my team at the Berzinski Group that as a retirement-focused firm, we're going to guide families through their own analysis that will show them the optimal time for them to take their benefits so that they can get the most amount of money out of the system possible. And hopefully, if you stick with us on the show today, we'll talk about how we can do that specific analysis for you and your family as well.
Right. Plus, Brett has the latest on the state of Social Security and what that means for you. That's all coming up next on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Berzinski. Brett's president of the Berzinski Group. He is also the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, I'm guessing something that you talk a little bit about in that book, and I know it's something that we talk about both here on the radio and on TV, things like the income sources that we're going to have in retirement. And for so many people, Social Security is going to play a role, but it's not one of these types of benefits that we just want to take based on an age or arbitrarily. We really want to get some guidance and make some solid decisions here as it relates to our Social Security.
It's really important that we understand the basic premise that for many of you, you have spent decades paying money into the Social Security system. You have most likely saved, if you think about it, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars of your earnings throughout your career into your Social Security account. And so therefore, I want you to realize that it is your money. You deserve to get your money back out of the system, and you deserve to get it back out correctly or efficiently so that you can maximize the amount of money that you will get from the system based on how much you put in. And I can't even count the number of families that I have had the privilege of getting to know over the years who went into retirement without a thorough Social Security strategy. Mm-hmm. They may have simply said, I'm going to take it as soon as I'm 62 because that's when I'm eligible, and they'll do it. Or they might say, I'm not taking it a day before 70 because I want the biggest check possible. And obviously everywhere in between. And here's the thing, every once in a while, you might get lucky and make the right decision. But the high majority of the time, and we've covered this on this show before with statistics, the majority of people in this country file for Social Security at the wrong time. And that can be detrimental to other areas of your retirement success. So it's really important that we spend more than 5 minutes making a solid and thorough Social Security claiming decision, because you only get one shot at it, so we've got to do it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those areas where, as we've said so many times, it's important to get that guidance because, Brett, there are factors that we need to think about before we start just turning on that Social Security. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about when you are helping someone with an analysis and we're going through and trying to decide the best time to start claiming those benefits. What does that look like? What are some of the factors that they ought to be considering?
Well, there's two different paths you can take. There's the lazy approach to maximizing Social Security, and that is simply saying, you know, here is my projected benefits over time according to the Social Security Administration, and here's how old I am. When should I take it? Well, I'll just give you the answer right now. The lazy math says if you think you're going to live approximately roughly to the age of 80 plus or minus a year or two, then it really doesn't matter. Whether you take Social Security at 62, 65, 70, you're theoretically going to end up with the same amount of money in your pocket around the age of 80-ish. However, what were the impacts of that decision along the way? Because remember, for most of us, Social Security is taxable. Yes, it is income that the high majority of you will go on to pay the high majority of the income as taxable income. Now, we could have a whole nother show about paying tax on something you were taxed to save in the first place, but that's not what today's show is about. But these decisions matter. We want to make sure if you're going to take your Social Security benefits prior to your full retirement age, and at this point, many of you, I think your full retirement age is probably around 67 or darn close to that. You got to make sure you're not still working. And if you are still working, how much money do you make? Because if you make too much money and you take your Social Security benefits, you could end up giving a lot or most of it back. And so, again, there are variables that exist in the decision-making process. And I'll give you one more. How much money have you saved for retirement on your own? And does it mathematically and financially make sense for you to, for a year or two after you retire, live on your retirement savings so that your Social Security check gets a lot bigger for the rest of your life? Or does it actually make sense to do the opposite? This is where we have to look at Social Security claiming decisions from a 360-degree perspective. And here's what I have found. Oftentimes, either we as the saver don't really understand the ins and outs of Social Security decisions and we just take it, either because it's what we've always believed we would do, or it's what our brother-in-law tells us we'd be crazy if we didn't do, or our neighbor talked us into their strategy. But a lot of times, your financial professional, if you work with like a broker, somebody I refer to as an accumulation specialist, somebody who maybe helped you grow your money in the market over long periods of time while you were working, a lot of times those types of financial professionals, in my experiences, don't really understand the ins and outs of how to maximize Social Security. It's not really what they're good at, right? They'll grow your money in the market for you as best they can. But when it comes to retirement income planning, it's like, you know, they might say, just go take it right away or wait as long as you can. But that's not a strategy. That's kind of a best guess. And to me, as the owner of a firm here in Metro Detroit, the Brzezinski Group, you know, we take a lot of pride in working specifically with the retiree and the pre-retiree in Michigan. That's really what we do. And so because of that, we spend a great deal of time helping our families and new and older clients learn the ins and outs as to how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You know, you don't have to be a client of ours to get that kind of help or that kind of analysis. You know, it's really important to me that I continue to help as many of you as I can in this community of ours get retirement done right, because you only get one chance at retiring right. And I talk about that a lot in my book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. You can learn about my team and our firm anytime at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. That's MaximizeMyRetirement.com. But here's what I'd like to do if you're interested in that Social Security analysis. If you give us a call, and this is specifically for those of you who have not yet filed for your benefits. If you give me a call, say, be one of the next 20 callers. Let's put that out there. If you're one of the next 20 callers on the show, and all you have to do is call and leave me a message, and as soon as we're back in the office, my team will give you a call to schedule your complimentary, we'll do it for free, Social Security maximization analysis. I'll put the number out there. Give us a call for your free Social Security analysis to learn how and when to maximize your benefits. The number today is 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett's president of the Brzezinski Group. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988, talking today a little bit about the ins and outs of Social Security. Brett, this is one of those sources of income that so many people will incorporate into their retirement in some form or fashion. And as we were talking about earlier, really, it pays to get it right when it comes to when you start taking those benefits. But, you know, people do have a lot of questions about what's going on with those cost of living adjustments. Does Social Security truly keep pace with inflation? And also some of the concerns that people have about Social Security. For some people, they might be wondering, will it even be there for me by the time I get to retirement? How do you talk to people about that?
Well, you know, we used to, I think, years and years ago, kind of scoff at the idea that, you know, the statistic that they have put out there for years and years about when Social Security is scheduled to run out and this and that, you know, that's nothing new. But I think we used to be like, ah, that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, I think it's becoming much more probable that there's going to have to be meaningful change to the system. Like, I don't know that we can scoff at that and just brush it off as, you know, an exaggerated thing anymore, because the math is there in front of us. Much more money is coming out of the Social Security system than is going into it. There's a lot of reasons why that is. Remember, when Social Security was created, it was never really intended to be a source of income for a retiree who was going to live for decades.
Sure.
Nobody used to live that long. And so the reality is that because of course, medical advancements and, you know, improved health, we as people are living a lot longer, but yet the same system as it relates to Social Security is in place. And so instead of, and I don't know the exact numbers, but instead of, you know, working hard, retiring, living on Social Security for 5 to 10 years and then passing away, now people are living 20, 30, 40 years into retirement. I mean, and continuing to draw down on that system. And so simple mathematics are creating cause for concern. You know, I think it's now more than ever really, really prudent for the saver, the retiree and pre-retiree. And this is a conversation we have with our clients daily, is what can we do to not get caught off guard if major changes with Social Security do occur well into our retirement? Like, what can we be doing now to game plan for these what-if scenarios? Mm-hmm. And I think as long as we think like that, as long as we don't become one-dimensional or excessively dependent upon Social Security's solvency at its high level it is now, I think many of us can be okay. But it's creating that plan in advance so we're ready for those changes in the event they come. I mean, for example, right now, those who collect Social Security income either pay no income tax on their benefits, or they pay income tax on half of their benefits, or they pay income tax on 85% of their benefits. Those are the three options when it comes to how Social Security could be taxed for you. Well, I think it's likely, if I had to guess, that in the not too distant future, I think 100% of your income might be taxed for Social Security. That would be what might be a small change in the eyes of those in Washington, D.C. to bring more revenue in for Social Security. That's an idea. What if they delay the age at which you can get your benefit. Well, that's likely to affect my generation, I think, more.
Sure.
That's likely going to affect those who are under the age of 50, right? Mm-hmm. Those who, instead of being eligible at, say, 62 years old for Social Security, what if we're not eligible until we're 70, for example? And of course, the big one that has been floated out there, and unfortunately, it's being floated out there more and more, and again, it's just discussion.
Sure.
Is what if they go to means testing?
Mm.
Now, means testing is, in layman's language, essentially saying, do you need your Social Security income at its highest level, or have you saved enough money financially to be okay without it? Do you have the means from which to take care of yourself in retirement, or do you not? And that is a hot topic for many. And for those of you driving around or listening to me at home right now, that probably got your attention, I'm sure, as it does for many. And again, these are just some of the ideas that have been thrown around in various circles around what might have to happen so that Social Security doesn't come to a screeching halt for, you know, all the people in this country on collecting it.
Boy, so there's a couple things there that are racing through my mind as you're saying this, Brett. As we talk about this idea of getting the most out of what is rightfully ours or preserving what is rightfully ours, I feel like what you're saying is right along that vein where we just want to make sure the assets that we have access to, either what we've saved or what we are entitled to through Social Security, we're getting the most out of those things before things potentially change with, which of course, Brett, anytime we have a change in the makeup of Congress, we have a different administration in the White House, we're in an election cycle right now. Let's talk a little bit about navigating all of that uncertainty and still creating a plan that helps us preserve what's rightfully ours.
Yeah, it just starts with getting help. I mean, I want our listeners to understand that this is a million-dollar decision for many of you. And that's not an exaggerated number, by the way. It actually is, for many of you, a million-dollar decision. So I'll quickly give you the math on that. The average Social Security benefit for a retired worker in 2024 is about $1,900 a month. That's the average, about $1,900. Now, let's say you collect that for 30 years, okay? That adds up to over $680,000 of benefits collected. Now, if you're married, double it, right? Well over $1 million. And so there are a lot of variables in play, as I mentioned earlier, as to when you should file for your benefits and when you should not. And if you don't take time to map out a sound strategy that takes into consideration things like your taxes or your Medicare premiums, we haven't even got to that one, or your RMDs when you turn 73. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. It's very difficult to make a sound Social Security claiming decision without all of those other factors being considered. That's where, again, firms like ours, the Brzezinski Group, come into play. As retirement-focused financial advisors, we excel in helping families make these decisions soundly for their retirements. If you would like your own complimentary, that we will not charge you for it, no cost, Social Security maximization analysis that takes these areas into consideration and then some, simply be one of the next 20 callers. Give us a call, leave a message. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll give you that analysis at no cost. Be one of the next 20 callers at 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett's president of the Brzezinski Group. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. We've been focusing today on Social Security as a source, fundamental source of income for so many people heading into retirement. But Brett, I know you get questions all the time from people about the different options for creating income in retirement, building up that savings, and then where does that income come from once we get into retirement? Here's a question that I want to throw to you for people who are considering a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA as they are mapping out their retirement plans. How do you talk somebody through those different options and how do we figure out the best fit for our situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I do get a lot of questions for those in our community about these Roth accounts, and for good reason. Odds are, if you've been listening to our radio program the last several years, you've heard us talk a lot about how valuable they can be, especially with the big changes coming in our tax code. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you catch me on television on Sunday mornings on our Roadmap for Retirement television show on CBS, you likely have also seen me talk about Roths and the power of them when used properly. But I think that last part I just said there is the most important part, when used properly. Mm. Okay.
Yep.
You see, you have to remember, like anything in life, there's no one-size-fits-all approach for people out there. You all have your own unique situation, and that's a good thing. And because everybody's situation is different, everybody needs their own sound and personalized approach to planning. And I think, in my experiences, the biggest area that you as a community are being underserved is likely in the area of retirement tax savings. You see, it's not about, well, I guess I got to pay tax on all this retirement money someday and, you know, death and taxes, right? That's what they say. It's not like that. You do have control over how much or how little in tax you might be able to pay, but it requires some strategic planning. Now, I'm not a CPA. I'm not here to give you specific itemized tax advice, but Roth IRAs can be an awesome tool because they're one of the few places in this country we are allowed to build wealth tax-free. That's right. We're able to save our money in these accounts, ideally watch it grow over years and years and years. And if we do it right, when we go to take that money out of these accounts in retirement, not only the money we put in, but all that growth that hopefully we also achieved, guess what? All of it hits your bank account completely tax-free.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but I think most of us are on board with anything we can get our hands on that is tax-free.
Yep, yep. Boy, so let's talk a little bit about what this looks like, Brett, for people who are perhaps they have an account that is tax deferred, but they're interested in what you're talking about with that tax-free money. What are some options for folks who might need to make some sort of change?
Well, I think there's two things to first we must define. Number one, there is a difference between a Roth contribution and a Roth conversion.
Ah.
You see, I've heard many times the statement, you know, paraphrasing, Brett, you know, I hear you talk about Roths all the time, but there's nothing I can do because I make too much money.
Hmm.
Well, what they're referring to is a Roth contribution, right? That's when you're allowed to put, you know, $7,000 a year, depending on your age, mm-hmm. into a Roth IRA, so long as you're still working and have income, but not too much income.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't use it. And listen, those that are listening to this program, right, this program's called Inside Retirement, right? This is a retirement-focused program. So those of you in or nearing retirement, odds are making a couple of more Roth contributions isn't going to necessarily set your retirement free by any means. But for those of you out there who have already built retirement savings up in your accounts, things like your pre-tax traditional 401ks or your IRAs, those can be converted to a Roth IRA, regardless of whether or not you're still working, regardless of how much money you make, and regardless of limits. Now, there are situations in which those income numbers matter, and you'll want to consider maximizing these strategies, but it does not disallow you from using them like being a high income earner does for contributions. The reality is this: whether you pay taxes now or later in retirement, most of our retirement dollars are going to be taxed. The simple thing is, with a Roth, you're simply choosing to not take a tax break today. You're in layman's language saying, I'll tell you what, this money I put into this Roth account, let me pay the IRS my tax debt right now. Let me get it over with so that when I retire, I don't owe them any of it. And all of it's mine. I get to keep it then. And the reason why that is becoming so popular is because just like I talk about with you, Jen, every single show that we do, taxes today for us in the workforce and for us in retirement are considerably lower than taxes are going to be years from now. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Doesn't matter how little money you make. The tax rates we have today are expiring. All of our tax rates are going up January 1st of 2026. It's already in the law. It is when the tax cuts expire, and that is coming. But how much higher taxes go over the course of time, that's more of a guess, but it's also a large concern of ours. And why would I be concerned that taxes are not only going higher, but could go much, much, much higher? Well, look no further than the amount of debt that we have as a nation right now, right? We are now up near $35 trillion. And that is a massive, massive amount of money that at some point is going to have to get fixed. And that's going to have to get fixed through more taxes coming in to pay it back. That means more taxes for not only the workforce, but also more taxes for the retiree. So if I was planning ahead for retirement and I had a choice of paying the tax today to the government that I owe them in smaller amounts while they're asking me for, historically speaking, so little amounts, versus waiting to pay them later in retirement when they could ask me to pay them way more than they're asking me to pay them today, well, that's not a deal I'd probably take. I'd probably rather make sure I was doing it right currently. And that's where a retirement tax savings analysis can go a long way for those of you out there. And at the Brzezinski Group, that retirement tax savings analysis will do it for you at no cost, nor do you have to be a client of ours for that kind of help. Let us show you whether Roths make sense now, whether it's a conversion or a contribution, and how much in tax you might be able to save over retirement by using these strategies to your specific situation. If you would like your complimentary retirement tax savings analysis, pick up the phone, leave me a message right now. Just be one of the next 20 callers for your complimentary retirement tax savings analysis. The number today is 1-800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of the Brzezinski Group. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett, we've been talking today a little bit about some of the different income sources in retirement. You were just telling us a little bit about the fact that so many people are interested in this idea of tax-free income in retirement because who wouldn't be in all reality? But when you think about something that is tax-free, a lot of people might think of life insurance, for example, with what perhaps they're leaving to their heirs. How does life insurance or how do you talk to people about how that might fit or make sense once you get to retirement? It's a different phase of life. So does it still make sense at that point?
That is a great question. And it is an important one. And I think when we think about life insurance, so many of us typically associate life insurance with some type of income replacement, right? Like, for example, when I'm working, as I am right now, let's take me personally, right? I'm a business owner. I have a beautiful wife at home. I have two young kids who rely heavily on me and my income for our family. And so, heaven forbid, something happened to me, unfortunately, earlier in life than it was supposed to. I would want to make sure that I had enough life insurance on my life so that my wife and my children could still maintain their quality of living from a financial standpoint without my wife having to go and start working 80 hours a week just to make ends meet, right? I'd still want my children to be able to have their school paid for if that was a goal of ours and so on and so forth. And so life insurance can help with that. But a lot of times when we get closer into retirement, we disassociate needing life insurance anymore because we're not working anymore. And if something happened to us, our spouse would theoretically be okay. But that's where I think I would encourage our listeners to not give up on life insurance until they think about it from other areas as well. Then make your own decision. So for example, maybe you've never thought of this before, but I'll try and simplify it for you, right? Whether you want to leave your money to kids or grandkids or not, or friends, you have a choice, because when we all die, eventually, whatever's left of what we worked so hard in life to save is going to end up in one of three places. Either our money's going to go to our kids or our grandkids or our friends, or it's going to go to church or charity, or It's going to go to the government, the IRS.
Yep.
It's going to go to one of those three places. Now, how much each of those three get is, believe it or not, up to you. And you have say in how much of your wealth is going to go to who, but it requires legacy planning.
Hmm.
Now, at the Burzynski Group, and I'll spell that for you in case you aren't sure, it's B-U-R-Z-Y-N-S-K-I, Burzynski Group. Here at the Burzynski Group, we spend time working with families in or nearing retirement, develop holistic plans. So yes, we spend a ton of time talking about how to build a retirement income strategy. We talk a lot about how to invest your portfolio for retirement, which is different than when you were working. We talk a lot about things like saving money in taxes, as we talked about in the last segment. But we also talk a lot about healthcare planning and legacy planning for the retiree. And what I have found is when we understand the options between leaving money to our kids or grandkids, church and charity, or the IRS, while you might debate number one and two, I'm yet to find somebody who's excited to leave it to number three. And one of the best ways, believe it or not, to legally, morally, and ethically disinherit the IRS from your nest egg when you die is through life insurance. Because believe it or not, when structured properly, life insurance can pass wealth to the next generation completely tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to make sure you structure it properly and that it fits into your overall plans. But for those of you out there who that resonates with and you say, well, man, I never thought about life insurance that way, using it as a way to transfer wealth to the next generation while skipping over the hands of the government, I think a lot of you might go for that once you understood how to work it. Now, at the end of the day, you may still say, I don't care. I don't care about any of that. And in that case, then maybe, just maybe, life insurance is not for you. But I also have found many of our clients have assumed or been under the impression that once they got into their 60s and 70s, that it was too late for them to buy life insurance. It might be way too expensive. And again, I would encourage you to reconsider your options there, as life insurance, when used properly, for many of you, can still be very much affordable and a great financial planning tool. So that's kind of, I guess, my answer there, Jen, is do you need life insurance? Maybe not. I would ask the question differently. Do you want life insurance, and in what capacity? That's probably a better question to ask our listeners.
Yeah,
right?
And you know, you said a couple things a couple times there, Brett. You mentioned that it needs to be structured properly. You talked a little bit about does it suit your needs? Does it fit properly into your plan? And I think that's important to just focus on that for a moment, because you're not saying everybody think about this, and if you want to leave this money, or if you want to implement one of these strategies, you know, and your nephew down the street is starting to get into life insurance, go ahead and grab a policy from him. You want to make sure whatever you're doing fits in line with everything else that you already have in place. So this is not a recommendation to go just grab a new policy and hope that it all works out. I just think that's an important part of this conversation.
Always, 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 right? I know there are, you know, thousands and thousands of people listening right now, many of which would love it, and many of which have no reason to go out and buy it, and everywhere in between. And I just think the point of this conversation is find a financial professional who can give you personalized, unbiased, and holistic education around all of these topics and what may or may not make sense for you and your family's specific goals. My team and I at the Burzynski Group, we're here to help as many of you in our community here across Michigan as we can. We have been since my father started our company here back in the late 1980s, right here in Metro Detroit, and still going today. If you'd like to learn more about us, you can visit us anytime at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. You can also grab a copy of my book. There's some really good information in there for those planning to retire in the near future. The book is called Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. But if you simply would like to learn more about this holistic retirement planning approach, if you would like a second set of eyes on what you're currently doing or maybe not doing, here's what I would say. If you're already retired or you plan to retire, let's say in the next 5 to 7 years, right? Give us a call. Simply call and leave a message. If you're one of the next 20 callers, as soon as my team and I are back in the office, We'll call to schedule your complimentary analysis. There's never a cost for that if you call, nor is there an obligation to work with us in any capacity. Let us see if we can help make a meaningful impact for you in your retirement. To learn more, simply give us a call. That number today is 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of the Brzezinski Group. He is the author of the book Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. Today, we've talked a little bit about Social Security as one of those fundamental, foundational sources of income for a lot of people. We've talked about some of the different options for creating your retirement savings, the traditional versus the Roth IRA. We've even talked a little bit about life insurance as a potential tool to fit into your retirement toolbox. Brett, we've talked about so many different topics today. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of a plan that incorporates more than one type of account, more than one type of financial product. There's a reason why we've talked about so many different things today, and that's because when you have a comprehensive retirement plan, it's going to include a lot of different pieces, but they all need to make sense for you and your goals.
It really is. And as you approach your retirement years or you get into them, you're essentially making a transition out of the first phase of life, which is called the accumulation phase. And that's simply while you're working and saving as much money as you can, trying to accumulate wealth so that you can retire one day. And as you approach retirement, you start to get ready to shift into the next phase of life. And that phase of life is called the preservation and income phase, where it's not about how much money can you make anymore on your money, right? It's not about taking a bunch of risk and growth goals with your portfolio, but now it's about hanging on to the money that you've worked so hard to save and to create a personalized strategy that allows that money you've saved to last your entire lifetime. And in a nutshell, that type of planning is called strategic income planning. Here at the Brzezinski Group, we do that for our clients. We call it a purpose-based plan. Purpose meaning we want to take your savings and your wealth, and we want to assign it a specific purpose to meet your family's unique goals. And how we do that is by helping families understand how much income they might be able to generate from their nest egg, from your portfolio, by using purposeful retirement income investment options or tools that might differ from the investment options you used during the growth or accumulation phase of life. Remember, when you are working, you do not need your portfolio to generate an income for you to live on because your income is coming from your work, your employment.
Right. Yeah, the paycheck.
Therefore, if you're using accounts like 401ks or 403bs, those employer-sponsored plans, you know, the accounts built for the employee, odds are those plans don't need to offer you income-generating investments because, after all, you don't need the income. You're working. But when we retire, now all of a sudden it's time to pay ourselves and for the first time ever. So how to do that right versus how to make mistakes or avoid making mistakes doing that, that's when you want to start to work with a financial professional who is well-versed in retirement income planning. Simply taking money out of your 401k every month after you retire is not an income plan. That is an income hope. You're hoping that the money doesn't run out on you someday. I've seen it happen to too many people. But part of retirement income planning is not just how do I get the most income from my portfolio? No, no. It's also about how do I complement the income from my portfolio with my Social Security income? How do I maximize those benefits that I waited a long time to be eligible to collect? How do I get the most out of that Social Security bucket so that the likelihood of me running out of money someday is very, very low? How do I make these decisions as to which account do I spend in which order and why so that I minimize the tax I pay? How do I avoid taking money from my portfolio that ends up increasing the costs I pay for Medicare. Yeah, believe it or not, these are the things that might be waiting for you as obstacles or as unforeseen challenges had you not built a comprehensive plan to navigate them in advance. I know countless really great financial professionals in our community who specialize at the accumulation phase of life. Really, really awesome brokers who will help families get close to retirement with really good portfolio management centered around growth. But many of those professionals then tend to struggle with guiding families into and through retirement because things like maximizing a retirement income plan with Social Security benefits and planning for healthcare and so on, that's when it gets simply more challenging for them. That's where my team and I at the Brzezinski Group step in and kind of pass the baton from that accumulation-based broker now into a preservation and income-focused planning firm like ours, those in or nearing retirement. If that is where you find yourself and you're wanting to learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, generate maximum income from your retirement portfolio, consider giving us a call. Now might be a great time to learn how to take those 401k assets, those 403b or brokerage assets, and repurpose them efficiently so that you can have the income and retirement you've always hoped for. Remember, you only get one shot at retirement. You have to get it right. You can always learn more at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. But for the final time today, be one of the next 20 callers for your complimentary analysis. 1-800-641-3361.
Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. This radio show is a paid placement.